True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we are every Friday until Eagles season starts again. Big games and big events like this one. Always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. I just realized something before we get to the top five at five.
Uh-huh.
This will be the first time that 5:30 Creed is on YouTube, and
nice.
People will see us doing it.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, when I was...
I'd help you excited for that.
Well, I was taking my little pre-show walk.
Sure. Yeah.
And as I was walking back here, there was a gentleman leaving the Chickies parking lot in an SUV. He rolled down his window, and he goes, "Spike!" And I came over, he goes, 5:30, I don't miss it. And I was like, I like it.
Nice. My thing I was thinking about before we get to the top five of five is, will Battle ever update the returns?
No.
Or is it going to be the same ones?
It's been 10 months.
Just like, ba-bam-a-bam.
Yeah, same ones. What does the guy do?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Many people are asking.
Yeah. All right, let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It was a productive week for audio on the show, and the fifth one on the top five at five of drops of the week, wondering if you want to add them to the drop board, because again, it's a loaded drop board. There is 130 some drops.
Okay, and how many do you use?
Like 15.
Okay.
But it's good to have them in the holster.
Okay.
Now, number five, I didn't get to round.
These are the things that we had this week, and one will be added to the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably multiple, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Okay.
Number five is, for those that don't think that Ike Reese is committed to 5:30 Creed, this would prove otherwise, as before Spike and I even turned our mics on, Ike came in super hot. And here is
I
that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, here is that.
Now, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
A little at the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you play the little beginning part again, Buzz?
Now.
What is that?
It's the lyrics. But he must have came running in, just turned the mic on.
Of course.
And started
that's what it was.
Well,
going.
During 5:30 Creed, Ike always starts it without the headphones on.
Yes.
Right.
Because Ike walks back in just as, like, right as we're going. And 5:30 Creed happens quick.
Yes.
Like, there's not a lead up.
There's no build up.
You're just there.
Now? Perfect. The fourth possible.
That's one.
Possible new drop. Is our good buddy Herb, who had himself a week.
Oh, yeah.
This, when talking about the morning show host that we do not name.
Joe Camerata.
I just don't get how...
Joe Camerata.
He listens to the station all day.
Yeah.
You know? And he should know these guys' names. And he just... A blatant disrespect of Joe Camerata.
Joe Camerata.
He has another one we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But Joe Camerata.
See, here's the thing. I believe he knows it's the camera. Like, he hears it.
It's perfect. You saying it's on purpose disrespect, or he just can't spit it out?
No, he just can't spit it out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you hear a name.
Yeah.
It's like the Fangio thing.
Fangelo? Is
yeah,
that what he calls him?
Yeah, yeah. So
Cigarani?
People hear the name, and Herb is a great case for this, but it also happens with some of our callers at times.
Yes.
When they just mispronounce a name. They hear it correctly, they just can't say it.
Which is surprising.
Listen, I understand that. I fall victim to that at times as well.
Play it again, Buzz.
Joe Camerata.
And one of the reasons Herb doesn't like me is that I think I asked him, I think I kept saying, who again? I kept trying to get him to say it.
And he gets increasingly tight.
Yeah. Herb doesn't like me at all.
No, I would say that's. But at least he calls. Like the other,
yes.
Some people just stopped calling.
Yes. Yeah.
At least Herb is there because, you know, he respects the show.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
The third possible new drop comes from the morning show again. Now, this time, it's a little pause moment from our good friend John Ritchie.
He is harder.
Talking about how I am harder than Joe DeCamera.
Now, that is a tallest.
Yeah, we've messed this one up three weeks.
Oh, yeah,
in
I'm not supposed to say that.
Always that chicken.
How about the fast guy and the slow guy race? How
there
about
you
that?
Go.
The fastest guy and the slow guy race. I won't say the thing I'm not supposed to say.
He is harder.
I mean, that is a classic Fritz drop.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen.
No, I've got a top 10 of if we just needed that, I could do a whole week.
The Blue Chew top 5.
I don't know if you heard that entire exchange there, but I told them, I'm like, this is going to be on Jack's drop.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard it right after.
Yeah.
I heard that
I knew that. As soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is a classic.
Hit it again, Buzz.
He is harder.
And look, truthfully, you know, I have great respect for Jack, and I think he's going to win. And he is down 20. Everybody's talking about it. But, like, hard in that way. I don't know if that was how I would describe you.
Well, two for two.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, you're not talking about that.
Yeah,
way.
I'm talking about the physical way.
Yeah, he's talking about you physically being hard.
Yeah. Well, physically being hard. Okay, no, but
yes, yeah. I'm not talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're clearing this
above
up.
Above the belt.
Yeah. No, that's.
Well, we do Blue Chew commercials. We all understand that. That's not what we're doing right now.
No,
yeah, that's not what we're doing.
We would never. That's fair. I'm not. You know, I'm not sculpted.
No.
No, that's not a definition of a muscle anywhere.
Yeah, again, it's all lean muscle. No.
I don't think you know what that means.
It means it's tough to build on.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, I never had definition. Even when I had to lift for...
Why don't you try doing push-ups?
I do push-ups.
You got smoke?
You do push-ups?
I can do about 30.
Straight.
Yeah. What are you doing over there, Mr. Push-Up? Even when I was lifting for school.
There's no way he's doing 30 push-ups.
Yeah, right? I was going to ask, like, what Hugh asked me if I do the
girl
push-ups on my knees. That's my question. Are you doing push-ups on your knees?
No.
You got a body like Luka.
Doncic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, different Luka?
Well, I thought you meant like Luke Skywalker.
Okay. You got smoker's arms over there.
I know.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, even when I would like lift for baseball, nothing would ever go on there.
30 push-ups.
It's not that. I think I could do 30. I'm now feeling
30 push-ups is nothing to most people.
Well, I know, but I'm not strong.
Yeah, I don't think
you can
do 30.
I'm strong.
One of the
In relation to my body.
It's just body weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of the reasons I can do more push-ups is because I don't weigh very much.
Exactly.
I'm not that strong.
Yeah.
I'm strong, but I'm not like super strong or anything. 30 push-ups. Maybe you should be doing 30 when I have to do the 250 challenge.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Live and you learn.
Okay.
I'll arm wrestle you next break if you want.
I don't want to. You would definitely beat me in arm wrestling.
I was talking to Ike.
Okay.
The second drop. The second drop on Drop of the Week is, again, back to our good friend Herb in the Northeast with this all-timer when discussing Coach John Calipari.
Garrett Bowen back.
That's not me.
Now, that's an all-timer right there.
He was trying to.
He knows it's Calipari. He knows it.
He's chasing it.
Yes.
Like, that's what he's doing. Like we say with the Eagles chant, when people screw it up, they're chasing. They're trying to go backwards. He's chasing Calipari. Like, it's like a dog chasing its tail. Say it again. Play it again.
Garrett Bowen back.
It's so bad. It's so bad. He's trying so hard, especially off of the. This is the same call. It was the same call.
It's the same call
as Camerata.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
you're on top of him.
Yeah,
you know.
I feel like we should replay. People keep saying, "I think Herb's on a heater," because the last few Herb calls, people have said that's the best Herb call. But the last one, the one that came from, we got a lot of feedback that it might have been the best Herb call of all time.
Yeah, it was good. One more time, Buzz.
Garrett Valley, Garrett Bell, ball is back.
I didn't think anything would ever top Nick Sirianni.
That one.
That one, the Calipari topped it. That's his number one.
So good.
Man, I need Villanova to hire Calipari or something. That's right. So we have a reason to use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because there's no reason right now.
No. A Calipari drop? No.
No, I know.
Tough loss last night for Calipari.
Yeah. Whatever his name is.
They blew that game.
Garibaldi.
Garibaldi. Garibaldi back.
All right. But the number one drop, new drop, that may or may not be added to the drop board is this masterpiece from the one and only Ike Reese.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Still want to know what you were trying to say.
When you asked Ike what he said, he was like, oh, I said, all right, man, thanks. And Jack and I, that would have been a great YouTube moment because Jack and I just locked eyes. What does he think he said? Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Now, is that better than Happy Birthday, Taylor? That's my question.
That's about the same one. I don't know. Why did I hear in my head something else?
Just like everything just like mushed together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what happened there.
No, I know.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right. All right. So we have to choose from. I don't think I can make a choice. We might have to leave this up to the audience. Man. We have the Buzz. Can we speed through them real quick? Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
I don't want you to have to, you know, hustle and scrounge or whatever.
Oh, because we know when Buzz gets flustered.
Yeah.
No, I got them all ready.
Okay.
Don't be scraping and scrounging.
So number five was Ike, and it was this one.
Now,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Now. Okay. Number four, I believe, was Herb and
Joe Camerata.
Joe Camerata.
That's a good one. I mean, that one is
Universal, evergreen.
Yeah. Okay. Number three was Richie.
Yep.
He is harder.
That's a strong one, too. I don't even remember. Oh, number two was Herb again.
Yes.
Garrett Valley. Garibaldi ball is back.
Dude, he could not.
That is so strong.
He could not recruit.
I just don't know when we can use it.
Yeah, I know.
And then number one, an all-timer for Mike.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
So, to me, it comes down to Camerato. Look, the Calipari one is all-timer, but I don't know when we can use it.
It might have to be played in the top five of, like, Herb moments.
Right. I think it comes down to DeCamera. It comes down to Ike's. Blah, 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 blah. And Richie Harder.
Yeah, it's just the way that this whole setup with Ike's makes it funnier rather than just the random, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, happy birthday, Taylor. That's two in the last 2 months. Now,
listen, really good.
You guys are laughing at me.
We're laughing with you.
No. I could literally be going through something mentally.
No, I know.
Yeah. What's that?
I could be going through something mentally.
Oh,
he did run into wedges for a long time.
I did.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, but it's fair.
Well, it is fair. But
did you hear the Broads cut?
I can't not do that though.
Did you hear the Broads cut? No, let's hear it again.
Yeah, one more time.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Hey, that could have been a minor stroke, man. I don't know what that was.
It really could have been.
Because you thought again, you thought you said,
yeah,
"Have a good one, Broads."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's not what happened.
Yeah. The other thing with me and Jack Locke, guys, is can we actually talk about what he just said? It was so far away from what he thought. All right. 215.
I'm okay with whatever you guys do.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
well, listen, the reality is they'll all be worked in somehow.
Right. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel after yesterday's Phillies game on an overreaction Friday? Better 25%, worse 8.5%, the same 66.5%. You should feel better, in my opinion. 215-592-9494.
I got to lock in.
Yes.
I'm starting to get into Hugh Douglas territory.
Yeah, we will take your calls on the Phillies as well, the top five at five, and whether Ike needs to lock in. Jeremy in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeremy? Jeremy.
Sorry, 1 second. Just had to flip over.
All right.
Ike.
Yes.
Ike. Jackie Baseball. Hello.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have earwormed your way into my dream.
This is Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, man? So the other night, I had this dream about a band, and we're trying to remember the songs. We're like this age in my 40s, and I'm with like the guys who are in my high school band. We're trying to remember how to play this song, can't remember it. And then I start playing this guitar riff, and they're like, oh, that must be it. And then I wake up, and I'm like, what is that guitar riff? What is that? And it took me like 20 minutes, and finally I'm like, oh my God, that was the entire guitar riff for Creed.
Love
Hold
it.
Me Now, whatever the song is called that you guys sing.
So it has worked its way into your dreams now.
Ah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you guys, it's working. Whatever it's effective. You're
well, and, you know, are you, would you wouldn't consider yourself a Creed guy otherwise?
You know what's funny is, like, right before you guys started doing that bit, I started listening to Creed kind of jokingly with like guys who work for me, and like just blasting it while we were working. I'm a mover, so like we would just like play it in the back of the truck, like while we're carrying stuff. And then you guys started doing a bit, so I had to like stop doing it basically. But.
Yeah, well, it'll do it. I mean, the songs they're good tunes, man. I don't know what to tell you.
There's a place that Creed is hitting like a moment right now. I don't
it
know
is.
Why.
But,
they are.
It is. Yeah.
They're back.
Have you ever heard the Marlins song that Scott Stapp did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's famous.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not a great
amazing.
Thing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So was it Buzz might have to find it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
Play it. Well, play it whenever we play the Marlins, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be our way. you had a Phil strikeouts comment. Do you think they were good strikeouts?
Yeah, well, look, love the Phillies. Huge baseball guy. I watched the game yesterday. I'm kind of with you, Spike. I'm happy with the at bat, like for the most part, except for Marsh. Marsh was just like,
Marsh was brutal yesterday.
He just looks lost at the plate. But like I thought Trey had good at bats. I will say, I can kind of get down with what Bohm was saying about the shadows, just because I think it was the second at bat he looked really bad. And then, like, later in the game, he looked great, you know, at the plate. Like, he just looked like he could not. He had, like, two really weak swings in the second at-bat. And he just looked like he couldn't even see the ball.
Well, so, it's going to make it sound like I'm making excuses for them. And I guess I am. But the other thing is, you really have. They've done, like, I remember seeing a sports science thing on this once. You really have, like, a quarter of a second to decide whether you're going to swing or not. And when you can't, like, it's really about, Jack, it's got to be really about seeing the ball out of the pitcher's hand and locating the ball. Yeah.
Well,
when
they're
it's
also looking they're also looking for the seams, and apparently
for
what
the
happened,
spin. Yeah.
So apparently listen, I'm it's not an excuse, it's an explanation. They're looking for the red dot sometimes to see if it's moving or whatnot. And it just looks black. Like, it just looks, when it goes in the, it just turns, it disappears.
So they can't tell what pitch it's
going to be. They can't tell what if it's going to move or it's a fastball, all that.
I mean, it is an excuse. It's just an excuse because both teams have to deal with it. But my thing is, how come the MLB is even having games at 4 o'clock in stadiums like this? You know, it's the same thing with the Mets-Phillies series. That was a bad product. Watching those games because of the shadows, you know, great for the starting pitchers. Like, they get like 5 innings to do whatever they want. But
yeah, it's actually. And Jeremy, you have a go-to pop star?
Oh, Robin, we got to bring back the original
Dancing on My Own. Yeah. I mean, Robin's a great pop star.
It was bastardized last year or the year before, whatever it was, and that ruined it. But, like, I think we bring back that, put Garrett Stubbs as, like, the bench coach, and we'll be good to go.
I think – thanks for the call, Jeremy. Yeah. I think Garrett Stubbs is probably going for – what I meant by Jeremy, is Jeremy owns the mover that is going to move me from North Jersey to South Jersey.
Right.
Shout out Meeting House Movers.
Okay.
But, yes, and he has moved me before,
nice.
Jeremy. He called – it's funny, when I was going to move, he called us the Friday of last Memorial Day. And he mentioned that he had moved me before, and he had a company now. I had Justin go through the audio and find his call so I could find him.
Wow.
I don't think the question about having games at that time is a completely silly question. I do understand during the playoffs, they're trying to slot in
TV,
a lot of games, and I get it. But on opening day, like, I guess I would just say you could start the game at 2, or if you don't want a straight 1 o'clock game, if you want to give people a chance to actually get there, you could start the game at 2 o'clock and avoid that issue. But then I guess you run into that issue at the end of the game rather than
the
beginning
of the game. Would you rather have the shadows early or late?
Right. And they don't want to do 1 o'clock games.
Well, or you could do Elliott's solution and just build a dome.
Yeah. Well, Elliott's dome thing is... A football in a dome is one thing. I don't like football in a dome. Baseball in a dome sucks.
I definitely don't want baseball in a dome.
Absolutely not. And the other thing that Elliott didn't acknowledge when he was on his own, because when Elliott brought it up on Twitter about having a dome because the opening day might get rained out. That was the only game in Philadelphia that got rained out last year.
Yes.
You don't make a decision on the stadium based on one out of 81 games.
Well, he was trolling when he did put that tweet out.
All right.
I mean, I know he really believes it, but he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
What he's doing.
Yes. He does believe there should be a dome, but he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you would rather have it at the beginning of the game rather than the end of the game.
I think that's a theory.
Yeah.
It's a theory.
Yeah.
We'll see how tomorrow goes.
Yeah.
What time's the start?
4:05.
It's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow.
80 degrees? Listen, take the first 5 under if you want.
Well, sir, it doesn't make any sense for tomorrow. It doesn't make any sense for a Saturday. Make it be a 1 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game.
Oh, you mean time-wise.
Yeah, it doesn't make any – there's no reason for a 4 o'clock game on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to start getting pissed off about it. This is going to be my sod father.
Even though they won.
Even though they won.
And they were productive in the 19th strike.
They were productive, but also there's no – I don't see any legitimate reason for having a 4 o'clock game on a Saturday. It could be a 1 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game.
4 o'clock is probably their better time slot.
Exactly.
For what?
Well, for people to be home watching.
On a Saturday?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, because they're out on a Saturday night?
Yeah, versus people being out somewhere Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, like, college football, their most watched games are the 3:30 games, right? 12 o'clock or 3:30.
Well, America's game of the week, 4:25, usually a big number.
Yeah, the primetime thing isn't as big as it used to be.
Yeah, that's why the NCAA tournament doesn't need to start these tournament games at 9:50 at night, like last night.
Is that when they started?
Yeah. Well, no, that was the second game.
Oh, the second game.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
well,
even
that's
like,
the first game started at 7.
Why not flip it? Why not start at, like, 5? And then do it at 8.
Well, because nobody can watch a 5. Nobody goes to work now anyway.
Yeah,
first off,
the work day ends at 3:30 now.
Yeah.
It doesn't end.
You can tell
by traffic.
Yeah.
So I just, I wanted to watch Cooper Flag, but it was 10:30.
They gave him the 10 o'clock game, which I was surprised they gave Duke the 10 o'clock game.
Yeah, I had no chance.
You just give Duke the 7 o'clock game.
Yeah,
more people can see him.
I got to scout this guy. And they put the games at 10 o'clock at night. We got to do some scouting.
He would have been impressed with last night's game.
Yeah, well, he had, what, 36?
Yeah.
You guys staying for the lottery party on the 12th?
100%. Damn right. Are you kidding me? Well, I'm completely invested.
Phil's play tonight? That night?
Well, I'm sure they play.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to do postgame.
The lottery will be over fall. Oh, but you're going to have to watch the game.
Where are you going to do postgame at? Postgame.
Just wonder if I have to go home. We'll see.
Well, we're going to be.
Yeah, you could do it from the thing.
Yeah, we're going to be at the place.
Wouldn't that be a show?
Yeah. You in the back doing a Phil's post game while the lottery party's
going. I would totally interrupt you on purpose as much as I can.
Oh, yeah.
Grinding tape back there. Yeah.
Well, if we win number one.
Oh, yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, that place is going to melt down. It will melt down. It'll be the greatest. I said we were talking about what somebody asked us, a podcast listener asked, the whole process era, what is the best moment? And I truly believe the best moment was getting the first pick in 2016.
Yeah.
Now that sucks as a best moment that we don't have one playoff moment that's better than that, but we don't.
One, it sucked that he quit.
Well, it also sucks that he quit, yeah. Yeah, I mean, how it ended up, it quit. Yeah. But as far as a moment, that felt closer to any – as far as it not being a championship, that felt closer to a championship moment than than any playoff
moment. That place erupted.
Oh, my God, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, got to talk a little more LeBron in that controversy with Stephen A. Continues to go. Also, Overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Do you feel better or worse after yesterday's win? And for next question today, it is Lady Gaga's birthday. Give us your go-to pop star, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies in South Philly. The basketball tournament, as we just mentioned, is going on. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you, chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I cry, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say,
that guy knows,
let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
They're confused.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Women and children are fleeing out of Chickies.
Fleeing. But the dudes are staying, and that's what we care about.
The dudes are like, this rocks.
Yep. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies in South Philly. Big games and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We got tagged in probably 7,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy in a – was he in a cavern somewhere? Or was he rowing?
Yeah, he was like on a lake.
He was like on a lake somewhere where there's this huge echo. And he was just singing that song.
Yep.
And we got, I must have got it sent to it by the 4,000 different people.
So many DMs. Yep.
That is the, I used to think, boy, isn't it sad that the one thing that I'm known for is the Philadelphia 76ers. But as it turns out, there's going to be a second. It will be the Philadelphia 76ers and One Last Breath by Creed.
Yeah, bringing them back.
A little bit better, a little bit better. 215-592-9494. It's Overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Phils win 7-3, but strike out 19 times. I say there were
19 productive strikeouts.
19 good strikeouts. I was impressed. I felt better about the Phils than after yesterday's game and their approach to the plate. I'm not kidding. They were good strikeouts. Do you feel better or worse about the game? 215, about the Phillies after that game. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's everybody?
What's up, Big A?
Big A.
I feel worse. If I'm Zach Wheeler, I would go every time I pitch, go up there and say, give me an extra $1 million. Because they do not swing the bat for this man. He goes out there and just, that's why he ain't win a Cy Young last year, because they don't hit when he pitches.
That is not the reason why he didn't win Cy Young last year.
Why didn't he win?
Because he had three blow-up starts that brought his ERA down.
Three.
He did. That's it.
All right. But was they swinging the bats for him during that time?
That had nothing to – he allowed like
– You got to score runs when he's pitching.
No.
They don't score runs when he pitches.
You're talking about win-loss record? Is that what – because he controls when he allows home runs to other teams, like what happened in Baltimore. And against the Marlins. Okay. And against the Yankees. Those were the three starts that cost him a Cy Young last year.
Yeah.
I know. No one wants to hear that.
Do they swing the bat for him, yes or no?
All I'm saying is that that did not cost him the Cy Young.
Yes or no, do they swing the bat for him?
Yes, majority so. You're right.
I mean, Aaron, they won
the
game.
Well, he wins the majority of his games. They're not all 2-1 wins or 2-0 wins.
They squeak them out.
Okay.
But he loses a lot of games when they don't hit. I don't care with nobody.
All right.
You got your thought, stick to it.
I got
something else. Marsh, get rid of him. All right, 4 strikeouts. He's no good. Bring up Crawford. Bring him up now. Stop with the experiment. He can't hit left hand.
Well, what is the deal with Crawford? How far away is he from?
He's starting the year in AAA.
He should be able to.
I mean, real prospects shouldn't start the year in AAA, should they?
Well, why not?
Go from double. Like, real prospects don't spend much time in AAA.
Well, they don't have anywhere to put him right now.
Okay.
So.
What, in the major league roster?
Well, and it's big league balls in AAA. Like, so AA, they don't use MLB balls. I'm just saying that they moved different.
Oh, boy. Really is Jackie baseball.
Well, what do you want me to try to explain? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain things to Big A. He's not listening.
How old is he?
21.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, Marsh is what he is. I know they were hoping he would be an everyday center fielder, but he's a platoon player. I mean, that's what he is, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's one game, but he does this thing every year where he has a 8-game stretch where we say, hey, maybe he can be an everyday player. And then he always ends up at the end of the year settling into what he is.
It was disappointing yesterday because I did think in spring training he was working better at bats against lefties. And yesterday seemed like a big step back. Like it looked like nothing had changed. Now it's one game, whatever. But it was disappointing from that standpoint.
Okay. Yeah, I'm such a.
Okay.
You know, we need Cooper. I mean, we're
going to get
it, man. We've had a good white player since Bobby Jones.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jones. Hold on. Keith Van Horn.
There's one way to look
at
it.
Yeah, we're a good white guy.
You know I like the Caucasian brothers, man. I like them.
Well, we all do.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
In this city?
I mean, we need somebody, man. We need somebody that can, get the fan base hype again. And I think this kid can do it. So,
well, he actually can play, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he needs to be white. We liked Iverson.
No, he got to be a white guy, man. We need some white boys on the team, man. How many times I got to say this when I call on the Eagles? See what Coop did last year?
Yeah.
See what Coop did last year?
Yeah. Huh? First white guy to ever play for the Eagles.
Yep.
For the Sixers, though, man.
There's only been only two significant process era six. Three, I guess. White guys, Dario, TJ, and Redick. I can't think of another. So in the last 12 years,
yeah,
you might be right, Big A.
Yeah. Did anybody say Prince? I like Prince.
Prince is a huge now. Prince is
Prince pop,
or is he a rock star?
So Prince is borderline. Prince is a rock star, and I believe he was a pop star. Now, when you look at the first Prince album, is called Love Sexy, and he's like
that
naked on
pop.
The front of it. No, that it was pretty pop. I mean, it's certainly – oh, boy, that's
that guy's
again.
Yeah. Where's Taz?
Nowhere close, of course.
Break.
Yep.
Talking to the waitresses.
Is he?
No, I'm not. Okay. Sorry. I didn't.
Prince is a good answer. I think Prince had pop hits. Thank you for the call, PK. Yep. I love you as always. Prince had pop hits, but I would not consider him a pop star.
Did everyone know he was as great of a guitarist as he was?
He's always been a great guitarist.
Because I always look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame video when he's playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
He crushes it.
And it seems like everyone was like, well, I didn't see that coming.
Everybody knew.
Yeah, I mean, his guitar is famous. Or, you know what I mean? He had the white guitar like Prince. Yeah, Prince is an instrument guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Prince is a brilliant musician. It's almost, he had pop hits. Calling him a pop star almost feels like a
insult
to him, even though I don't consider calling somebody a pop star an insult, but he was so much more. He was a incredible guitar player.
Prince, Michael Jackson.
Prince. Not even close.
I don't even answer.
Yeah. No, I love Michael Jackson. Yeah. Michael Jackson, a much bigger pop
star. No, you gave the right answer.
Yeah.
I know who was better.
Yeah,
I know
Prince.
Mike was bigger.
Yeah, Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
Would you give the same answer?
Yes. That's what I said. You gave the right answer.
Final song at my wedding that the band played was, I requested that it be Purple Rain.
Oh.
And I said to the band, I was like, full solo, full 7-minute version of Purple Rain. And they were like, you want the whole solo? I said, I want the whole solo. It was the only song I picked, the final song.
Did he do it well?
They crushed it. We had a great wedding band.
Yeah, see,
ask me, do I remember the song?
Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Last song of the night? Absolutely not.
Was I even there still?
I don't know. You probably hit the wall by the last song of the night. I don't know if you were
there. Taz, how many shots we had by the end?
Yeah.
It was a lot.
By the way, can we bring the wedding bands back? I've been to a lot of weddings the last couple of years. Feels like everyone's going more towards the DJ.
DJ.
A good DJ is fine. I have nothing against DJs.
No.
A great wedding band can change what the wedding feels like.
I agree.
I think.
There's nothing like a good wedding.
You're never getting a wedding band at a black wedding.
No.
That's not happening.
Why?
Nope. I mean, how much cover music can you play that unless it's an older wedding?
Just curious.
I'm just saying, young people want to hear the music that's out.
Like, they can do Bruno Mars and stuff.
Yeah,
but stuff like that.
But you're not getting whatever rap music is out there.
No. That's a good point. Yeah,
you're not getting Glorilla.
No.
Yeah, dude.
And wedding bands. Yeah, young people like Elliot, right? And wedding bands are... it's not cheap. A wedding band is like
it does seem like it's more work. Yeah.
Well, it's also, it's like 7 people usually in a wedding band because they're all trading off vocals, all that.
And you got to feed them.
Yes.
Seven
you do have to
plates.
Feed them. Yes, that is 7 plates. $125 a plate? That's not
at least
nothing.
Another $1,000 right there, man.
All right, I see why people go with the DJs.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
What did Elliot have? Did he have
Elliot had a DJ. I think he had band and DJ.
Because I thought I saw people up there.
Now, we had a band / DJ. They DJed and played music.
That's a good thing, too.
So I think he had that because he was up there with the band.
Yes, that's what I remember, yeah.
Dude, and of course, privileged Spike over here. But we not only had a band, but we had 2 of them playing at the ceremony.
Oh, Jesus. Nice.
And cocktail hour.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep it going.
Wasn't my money. Of course. I hadn't earned enough by then.
I was going to say, he spared no expenses.
Yep.
It was a great wedding.
It was. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Daddy. 215-592-9494. All right, Ike, before this devolves any further.
Hey, Mark's Jewelers is looking for a few good artisans. Now, if you're an attention to detail individual with a passion for making people's dreams come true, then Mark's wants to talk to you. Mark's isn't looking for people who just need a job. They're looking to build careers in metal smithing. How about diamond setting and computer-aided design and manufacturing? Now, that's because the team at Mark's are jewelers. They're not just jewelry resellers. Get your career started in Montgomeryville, PA and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Again, that's marks-jewelers.com.
All right. So future Eagle Micah Parsons, is looking for another contract.
Uh-oh.
Per the Dallas Morning News, Calvin Watkins, Parsons is expecting to ask for $200 million total and more than $40 million per season on his next contract. Parsons currently signed through this season with a $24 million club option. I have to ask you, Ike, we had only seen this money for quarterbacks. and this isn't quarterback money, but it is like in the realm of quarterback money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think an edge
more than some quarterbacks?
More than some. Yep. Baker Mayfield's making 30.
Right.
I know an edge is important, but like I wonder if paying edge guys this sort of number. We just saw the number that Myles Garrett got.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the number that Max Crosby got.
Mm-hmm.
Worth mentioning. Now there are highly paid quarterbacks on bad teams, but worth mentioning that the Browns stink. And the Raiders stink.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys stink.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it depends on the situation of the team, but paying this much for an edge, just...
How much was it again?
$40 million a year.
$200 million overall.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Jalen Carter's
it's coming. I was ready to say, yeah, what do you think we're going to pay a defensive tackle who doesn't get as many sacks as Michael Parsons?
What do you think matters more, a great tackle or a great edge?
It's tough to say because really it depends on the caliber of player. Like, I can't tell you, Aaron Donald as an interior lineman was probably the best defensive lineman in football, edge or interior.
Right.
But then you look at T.J. Watt and you look at Myles Garrett.
Yep.
How could you pass up on having that type of talent on your team? So as it pertains to Michael Parsons, I can say this because I don't believe the Eagles are going to get Michael Parsons because I don't know how you have two guys making that type of money on your defense plus the offense that we have. But Michael Parsons is the type of player you pay that type of money at his age.
Yeah.
25 years old. I mean, what is he averaging, 10, 12 sacks a season in his first 4 or 5 years in the league?
He's like, got, what, 55 and a half?
Like 55 sacks in 4 years. Like, he's a productive player. Like, I'm not telling you that. It equates to winning. That's what happens when you have a guy like Myles Garrett who's as good as he is on a bad team. You're basically wasting the talent that's there. Now, Michael Parsons, on a solid defense with a complimentary offense, he's phenomenal as a defensive player. He would be your defensive player of the year.
Yeah, like, I wonder if bad teams are going to see this coming.
That's the thing right there.
And say to themselves, you know what, like, maybe – the problem with the Browns is they waited too long to trade someone like Myles Garrett. Like, I just wonder, I don't think it's a bad move for a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I understand that the position bad teams are in, you only have so many good players and you can't let them go. And the other thing that's happening is, as the cap goes up, we lose perspective as to
the
what
money,
$40 million means, you know, like in context.
Yeah.
I'm just like if I can it's imagine like, a bad team paying a quarterback top money. I get it. A bad team paying an edge top money seems like you're just asking for it.
But you bring up a great point, and it takes gumption and bravery for a team to pass on spending money like that on mediocre players. But you're absolutely right in your overall thinking that why would I spend all this money on someone that isn't going to really be a difference maker?
I'm not going to win because I have him.
Right. So like Saquon. Saquon is great for us because of the situation that he's in. But you put Saquon on the Giants, and it's wasted talent.
Right.
So I looked at the Giants not paying Saquon as they pretty much like, we can give him $20 million a year. We're not going to win any more games than we're winning right now. We're just paying a running back $20 million a year.
Right.
But here, it's a great fit. It's why we wanted Bijan the year after the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, because it made sense. You put Bijan with an offense that's already stacked. Now, you're going to get the production that you're looking for from the running back position, and it's going to make your offense that much more dangerous. We get to sit now. Saquon is better. So we saw it to the championship level, but that's what we were envisioning when we wanted Bijan coming off the Super Bowl loss. That was the year to add a running back to an already stacked offense. So that's what it's like with Myles Garrett. I mean,
Michael Parsons.
If we didn't have Jalen Carter and what it's going to cost him, bringing Michael Parsons over to this team and giving him that, it would be worth it.
Right. Because he can put you over the edge.
And you can add players around him
right.
while you already got an offense that's pretty good.
Right.
But the Cowboys are going to be stuck paying him. And it may not do anything for them.
Well, the crazy thing is they're stuck paying it's such a weird team because they do have talented players. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb is a talented player. Dak Prescott is much.
Well, Dak gets 60 a year,
right?
CeeDee is getting 30 something a year, I believe.
Even with restructuring, yeah, it's up there.
And then now you're talking about having to pay Micah Parsons $40 million a year
for a team that you don't think is going to do anything.
All because, yeah, I mean, it's the Howie getting the deals done early.
Well, it's getting the deals done early and hitting on guys that are not making. You know, anyone could go out and spend money on three top free agents. Mm-hmm. You need all the other players, too. You know, you need a whole roster.
I will say this. I'm going to give Jerry a little bit of a pass.
Uh-oh.
Because I think the Cowboys, prior to this past season, those years when they were winning 12 games, 13 games, they had enough talent. They got to the playoffs and folded.
Right.
We get to the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl and win it. We take advantage of it.
Right.
The Cowboys have had talent. They just get to the playoffs and their quarterback can't get it done.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, they had a good enough team.
Yeah, you had a good enough team.
To do something.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike is right. Research shows that strikeouts are actually a good thing. The Pew Research Center.
All right.
The Pew.
Pew. Pew, pew.
That's right. A good one.
They were productive strikeouts. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says.
When they walk into the Pew Center of Research, do they all just like the finger guns?
Pew, pew.
Yeah, they should.
John
finger
Bannon
guns everywhere. Yeah. Yep.
Shots fired.
What's next?
It's perfectly normal to think that even though Jalen Hurts doesn't pass the eye test, I'm so very proud and encouraged by Trey Turner for trying his best and taking his time at the plate. Spike at Chickies.
Always a Jalen, dude.
Well, there was no dagger last night, I guess.
Yeah.
Does Trey pass your eye test?
No. I mean, in the year I've watched him, like every single game, he does not.
Wait till he heats up.
Yeah, wow. Well, I want him to pass the eye test, but he has not. What's next?
When you think about it, saying strikeouts are a good thing is actually a genius take. Elliot's take on players being able to gamble on themselves.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew an Elliot line was coming in there.
Oh, dude. You sounded like Elliot.
Yep. Well, Elliot said, Elliot started in on you or backing your spring training walks are actually meaningful, equating it to Jalen's performance.
Oh, of course. Yes. That totally makes sense.
Elliot also texted me, interesting timing given it was 107 and the quote-unquote wedding started it too.
Yeah.
But he texted me asking how to find individual players running and runners in scoring position stats. And I was like, Elliot, what do you need that?
Yeah, you don't need him. Like,
what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
You don't want him cooking up more.
No, I don't. It's like, sorry, I'm just looking for Schwarber versus Harper with runners in scoring position.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, that means he's cooking up a tape.
Oh, okay. I love his baseball baby.
Yeah, what's next?
Strikeout's a good thing? Explaining what small ball is? A segment just about bunting? Guy asked a couple of questions about sweet tarts, and now he's the baseball expert on the show. Jack in the producer booth.
Yep.
Sweet tarts.
I like baseball.
It's back to Trey Turner with the candy again.
Yeah,
poor guy.
You know, the shame about Jack is like, Jack.
Hold on.
Jack wanted me to come back here and be able to talk to
Phillies. I did not want you to come back. Let's get that misnomer out of the way.
Once he knew I was coming back, wanted me to be able to talk about baseball. I can do it, and he hates it now.
First off, that was not my text.
Okay.
Second off, yeah, I think you got a good eye.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, but even worse, he has a strong opinion.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's me do my thing.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike at the end of a typical call. You're boring. You're not smart. You're boring. Spike at the end of today's Gary and Vineland call that started with a compliment to Spike. I've actually been thinking lately about how good of a caller Gary and Vineland has become. Frank in Ardmore.
That is what Jack said. That is not what I said. Jack complimented him as a caller.
Disagree.
He is a very good caller, though.
Makes a lot of sense.
He makes a lot of sense. What's next?
Great discussion about Boehm. A grown man not being able to control his emotions is always a bad look. Period. Finally, someone said it. Chuck in Mount Airy.
Well, you know, listen, you're not going to see Chuck crying. He may not be able to control his emotions the other way.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's never going to cry. I don't know if he's ever cried.
And, well, the time he wasn't allowed on Space Mountain as an adult. What's next?
Spike's not out here doing live reads for products he doesn't believe in. He's clearly an actual Blue Chew customer, as evidenced by his oddly erotic reaction to Kevin O'Connor's mic setup. Mike in Havertown.
It was a lot.
Was it?
Oh, I was just like, it was big. Oh, like it was a eureka moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're so used to having everybody on the phone.
So, yeah, I think we start doing that with Elliot.
Absolutely, so we can see what he's wearing.
Broads.
Yeah,
Broads. Well, you won't be able to see what he's wearing, because...
Yeah, no, we'll have it in the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They told us we can have the Zoom, like, right on the screen in front of us.
Nice.
Huh. Yeah, so we can see them.
Elliot's dumb little setup where he has soccer stuff behind him.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing he does, we got
to
tell him.
Pay attention to it.
He does it without headphones.
Oh, this has been your thing for a while.
Well, yeah. You can't do audio without headphones. What's next?
Buzz. Sorry for always showing up on Fridays to tarnish this well-oiled machine. Spike. Doesn't talk for half a song after coming back from break. Jeff in Newtown Square.
I don't like this text line.
People are on your ass.
I know, text line. I didn't know we were coming back.
I know you're sitting there. Like, because usually I know when you're going to start talking.
Yeah, you know you go in.
And you just weren't.
I didn't have my headphones on. I didn't know we were coming back.
Can't do audio without headphones.
Yeah. See, you got it. Well, it's been a good week. We appreciate you listening to us. We will be back with you on Monday. From the ballpark for opening day.
Yes.
Well, we'll be at the studio, and then we'll be at the ballpark on Tuesday.
As long as it's right. And then are we doing the push-ups?
At the ballpark? Yeah.
Oh.
We haven't started promoting it or anything. But
that's a good idea.
I was asked if I could do the 250 push-ups at the ballpark leading up to opening day, which I will do right in Hugh's face.
Oh,
right
God.
In his face.
Awesome.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with you on Monday. Coming up next is
Brains.
The guy that got Torts fired.
He got the belt.
And he's got the belt.
He got the belt.
The attitude on this guy. He's going to puck it up or whatever the hell
puck
he said.
Puck it up, yeah.
Rod was probably so proud of pucking
up. Oh, he loved it. Well, he said Rod came up with it.
No,
he didn't say it, but we know. All right. Thanks for listening.